Did you ever watch one of them, I mean, completely go down? You watch those drives go down, I imagine, eh?
Oh, I have seen them, yes, not too much.
Mm-hmm. That would be very interesting for us to have on tape. Could you describe it right from, like you have just now? I mean, just describing it right from the beginning, how they set it up, built the dam up, and then let her go.
Well, they had dams ever so far. Yeah, you see, the upper dam, maybe, and number them, they might have five or six dams between here and Sheboygan, between here and Mullet Lake.
Mm-hmm. Would they make one dam and then let it go and then build another one, or did they make them all at once?
Well, they had them all working together.
All working together.
If they didn't, it would hold up the
next one,
the flow of timber, do you see?
Mm-hmm.
They had to have these dams. They
had to have one go, and then the next one go, and the next one go right down to Sheboygan or where they were going.
Yeah, sir.
And that's, I was often wondering about that, because they always say, you know, these log drives down the Black and the Sturgeon. Gee, I looked at those rivers, I couldn't figure out how they could float very many logs down.
Well, that's the way they raise the water, you see.
They have to raise the water level up to do it.
Just a few years ago, was you ever on the old road that leads east to Vanderbilt, that crosses the Sturgeon?
Yeah, I think so. And then goes
up a winding hill.
Yeah, I've been in that general. I think that's not too far out of east of Vanderbilt, is it? And then down a hill and then around and up.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's it. You've got it. Now, just above that bridge, for years, I've fished time and time and again, two or three big pine logs laying there.
Oh, yeah?
That got grounded and didn't get through.
I wonder if they'd have marks on them. I think I'll take a ride.
Oh, I don't know. They had moss on them.
I just wondered if they would or not. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll give you a rest.